Thousands of protesters gathered around Niagara Square in downtown Buffalo Friday night to speak out against police brutality, the current curfew, and call for defunding the Buffalo Police Department. Given the recent events, Friday night protesters were larger in number and visibly frustrated. The police were noticeably at a distance, letting protesters continue amongst themselves even when things got a little heated. You can hear that here, after a white protester began to spur anger talking about all lives matter.
And they gonna hurt an old man? No, the only reason why that old man went viral because he's white. What about the 16-year-old boy that just got beat up?
After a few more heated exchanges, which involved no violence, the crowd started to dissipate and a more direct back and forth ensued with the white protester.
In Eastern World, rural Eastern World. You know what our joke was back then? Our joke was you were better off black being in Eastern World. You wouldn't get arrested. All the white kids were being abused out there.
No, I lived in Eastern World. That's just not real at all.
Let me tell you something. Look, just get a look at mine.
It's dumb shit.
What's wrong with your skin?
No. It's nothing wrong with my skin, exactly. Of course. The point is, you will never, ever,
be a Mormon,
ever know the feeling of walking down the street. We have PTSD. Every time we see a cop in our rearview mirror, you know what we want to do immediately? Pull over and get out the car. Because we don't know if they're on bullshit today or if they are going to be cool. So we want to get out the way. And this is not just in cars. This is walking around in the eyes of the police, period. It does not matter. Walking up the street, we don't know if we're going to be victimized or let go.
Not too long after, curfew rolled into effect. Protesters moved out of Niagara Square and made their way down Niagara Street towards Elmwood Village. Once they got there, some went home, and some marched down Elmwood Avenue back to City Hall.
Leaders, call out where you're going.
Downtown, move out.
As protesters headed back to City Hall, police didn't intervene but trailed shortly behind. The overall trip was a peaceful one and also a loud one.
Oh, hey, hey. Ho, ho. These drinks shots have got to go.
Change it.
George Floyd.
Change it.
George Floyd.
Who's the
RC?
A moment of silence was then held on the steps of City Hall. Protesters with their hands and cell phones in the air. No police intervention.
Cell phones up, guys. Rest in peace to everybody that died in this struggle. I love all of you guys out here. The solidarity is amazing.
Shortly after, most protesters' final walk was to outside the Erie County Holding Center.
This is what democracy looks like.
This is what democracy looks like.
This is what democracy looks like.
Most left after a quick trip back to City Hall. A few remained. They ordered pizza, which they offered to both media and police, and stated they planned to stay overnight. In the end, there was no violence on the steps of City Hall. There was no tense face-off between protesters and police at any point at Niagara Square. There was a group of peaceful protesters expressing their concerns and eventually ordering pizzas. Nick Lippa, WBFO News.